AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As he works to salvage his re-election campaign, President Biden hosted a July 4th barbecue on the White House South Lawn, praising American military personnel in attendance.
In the history of the world, there's never been another military as powerful, as decent, and as giving as our military. I'm so damn proud to be your commander-in-chief. Happy 4th of July.
Sources tell AP some financial backers have been holding off or canceling fundraisers, but California Governor Gavin Newsom maintains President Biden has the record and energy to win.
Look at his schedule. Look at the fundraising things that you don't see. All that work, the work you're doing behind the scenes, the phone calls you're making all times of night, the alliance management, everything he's doing to prepare for NATO this week, what they're doing to land a deal with Hamas and Israel. That's called human. And God bless. I like what a president acknowledges they're human.
In Britain's election, an exit poll suggests a landslide victory for the Labour Party. Hurricane Beryl is chugging toward Mexico's Caribbean coast, now a Category 2 storm. Jackie Quinn has the latest.
Businesses closed early in Playa del Carmen. In Tulum, beachside hotels are already evacuated, but Miriam Citra from Dallas decided to stay.
Just going to be hunkered down and just stay indoors until hopefully it passes.
The powerful hurricane leaving a trail of destruction in Jamaica, Barbados, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. Senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevin says after a second Mexican landfall, the Texas Gulf Coast could get a punch from Beryl next week.
Northeastern Mexico and possibly portions of the Texas coast. We're talking 4 to 5 days before the storm would get there.
Forecasters are also watching a Pacific storm, Oleta. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the National Weather Service says some 134 million Americans are under heat alerts. This is AP News. In South Africa, scientists have found some ancient termite mounds. Donna Warder has the story.
Researchers at Stellenbosch University say the radiocarbon dating, they found some of the mounds to be 34,000 years old, and they're still inhabited. They're near the Buffles River in Namaqualand. Senior lecturer Michelle Francis says the mounds existed while saber-toothed cats and woolly mammoths roamed other parts of the earth, and the mounds are a termite version of an apartment complex, having been consistently inhabited by termite colonies. Francis says the southern harvester termites are experts at capturing and storing carbon by collecting twigs and other dead wood and putting it back deep into the soil, and that has benefits in offsetting climate change by reducing the amount of carbon emitted into the atmosphere. I'm Donna Water.
Thank you, Donna. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.